भगवते वासुदेवाय। So we are reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Antilila, chapter 20, entitled The Shikshashtaka Prayers, text 58. Krishna Mora Jivana, Krishna Mora Pranadhana, Krishna Mora Pranira Param, Hridaya Upare Dharo, Seva Kari Sukhi Karo, Ei Mora Sadarahe Dhyan. Translation: Krishna is my life and soul. Krishna is the treasure of my life. Indeed, Krishna is the very life of my life. I therefore keep him always in my heart and try to please him by rendering service. That is my constant meditation. Mora sukha sevane, Krishna sukha sangame, Atayeva deha dena dam. Krishna more kantakari, kahe more praneshwari, morhaye dasa abhiman. My happiness is in the service of Krishna, and Krishna's happiness is in union with me. For this reason, I give my body in charity to the lotus feet of Krishna, who accepts me as his loved one and calls me his most beloved. It is then that I consider myself his maid servant. Kanta seva sukha pura, sangama hoite sumadhura, tare sakshi lakshmi thakurani, narayana hrudi sthiti, tavu pada sevyamati, seva kare dasa abhimani. Service to my lover is the home of happiness and is more sweet than direct union with him. The goddess of fortune is evidence of this, for although she constantly lives on the heart of Narayan, she wants to render service to his lotus feet. She therefore considers herself a maid servant and serves him constantly. Ei Radhara Vachana Vishuddha Prema Lakshana Aswadaye Sri Gaurarai Bhave Mana Mahesthira Bhave Mana Nahesthira Sattvika Vyapa Sharira Mana Deha Dharana Najai. These statements by Srimati Radharani show the symptoms of pure love for Krishna tasted by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In that ecstatic love, his mind was unsteady. Transformation of transcendental love spread throughout his entire body, and he could not sustain his body and mind. Brajera vishuddha prema, jena jambu nadahema, atma sukhe ryaha nahi gandha, se prema janate loke, Prabhu Kaila Ishloke Pade Kaila Arthera Nibandha. The pure devotional service in Vrindavan is like the golden particles in the river Jambu. In Vrindavan, there is not a trace of personal sense gratification. It is to advertise such pure love in this material world that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has written the previous verse and explained its meaning. Asklisyava padaratam pinashtumam, adarshanan marmahatam karotuva, यथा तथा वा विदधातु लंपटो मत प्राणनाथस्तु सैवनापर। एहि मत महाप्रभु भावाविष्ट होइया प्रलाप करिला तत श्लोक पड़िया। Thus overwhelmed by ecstatic love, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke like a madman and recited suitable verses. Purve ashta shloka kari loke shiksha dila, sei ashta shloker artha apane aswadila. The Lord had formerly composed these 8 verses to teach people in general. Now he personally tasted the meaning of the verses, which are called the Shikshashtaka. प्रभुर शिक्षाष्टक श्लोक जय पड़े सुने कृष्ण प्रेम भक्ति तार बाड़े दिने दिने। इफ एनीवन रिसाइट्स और हियर्स दिस 8 वर्सेस ऑफ इंस्ट्रक्शन बाय श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु हिज एक्सटैटिक लव एंड डिवोशन फॉर कृष्ण इंक्रीजेस डे बाय डे। यद्यपि ह प्रभु कोटि समुद्र गंभीर नाना भाव चंद्रोदय होए न अस्थिर। Although Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is as deep and grave as millions of oceans, when the moon of his various emotions arises, he becomes restless. Jai Jai Shloka Jaya Deva Bhagavate Rayara Natake Jai Ara Kamamrite Karnamrite Sei Sei Bhave Shloka Kariya Pathane Sei Sei Bhavaveshe Karina Asvadane. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu read the verses of Jayadev's Geet Govinda, of Srimad Bhagavatam, of Ramananda Rai's drama Jagannath Vallabha Nataka, and of Bilva Mangal Thakur's Krishna Karanamrita, he was overwhelmed by the various ecstatic emotions of these verses. Thus he tasted their purports. Dvadasha Vatsara Aiche Dasha Ratri Dine Krishna rasa asvadaye dui bandhu sane. For 12 years, Sri Chaitanya remained in that state day and night with his 2 friends, Ramananda Rai and Swarup Damodar Goswami. He tasted the meaning of those verses, which consists of nothing but the transcendental bliss and mellows of Krishna consciousness. Sei sabu lila rasa apane ananta Sahasra badane varni nahi paaye anta. Even Anantadev, who has thousands of faces, could not reach the end of describing the transcendental bliss of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. Jiva kshudra buddhi ko nataha pare varnite tar ek kana sparshi apana shodhite. How then could an ordinary living being with little intelligence describe such pastimes? Nevertheless, I am trying to touch but a particle of them just to rectify my own self. Hare Krishna. On this most holiest of all holy days, the appearance of Srimati Radharani, the internal potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, cause of all causes, Sri Krishna. It is also the most auspicious day. I really feel very, very incompetent and unqualified to speak such an exalted, pure, transcendental topic of the emotions or the activities of Radha and Krishna. If Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami feels himself absolutely less intelligent and unqualified and incompetent to speak about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela, who was relishing the unlimited ecstatic emotions of Radha and Krishna, whom Anantadeva also fails to glorify with his thousands of mouth. First expansion is one of the expansions of Krishna. Then what's our qualification to speak these topics? But then, as he says, we have to do something. We have to speak something for our own purification and for their glorification. Therefore, we will try to speak something. Srila Prabhupada explained how Radha and Krishna, their activities and the loving transcendental exchanges is actually just beyond our understanding whatsoever. He gave an example of how once a cow was caught in a shed which caught fire. All over there was fire. All the four walls were burning and the cow was getting about to burn because of the heat. And all of a sudden, I was really scared to death. And then one of the walls collapsed. And taking this opportunity, the cow ran away. And it developed deep phobia for red color. Because anything was red, it saw as fire and it remembered that phobia, that what experience it had gone through. So similarly, any time it would see red color, you start running. So, Srila Prabhupada explains how people in this world whose heart is completely contaminated with lust, kamayesha, krodhayesha, rajoguna samudbhava. In fact, this whole world is maithun agar. It's simply full of extended form of either gross or subtle sex life. Everyone is thinking of how to enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. And when this enjoying mentality, they see a man and woman coming together, they know what is the reason they come together. So with that same kind of mentality, when they come before the beautiful form of their lordship, Shri Radha and Krishna, unfortunately there is that tendency to think, oh, same thing here also. Therefore, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, right at the very beginning of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, explains very clearly the distinction between kama and prema. What is lust and what is love? What we call love in this world is the most gross, perverted reflection of the pure love of the spiritual world. So, Atmendriya Preeti Vancha Tare Boli Kam, Krishnendriya Preeti Ichha Dhare Prema Naam. Atmendriya Preeti Vancha. When we want to please, when the main purpose of all the activity is simply the pleasure of either the gross or the extended self. When self is the center, any activity, any thought, words motivated by a selfish satisfaction, Atmendriya Preeti Vancha, Tare Boli Kam, that is called as Kama, lust. Krishnendriya Preeti Ichha Dhare Premanam. Krishnendriya Preeti Ichha. If someone wants to, the whole motive for every thought, word, deed, everything, Krishna Mora Pranadhana, Krishna Mora Jivana, Krishna Mora Pranira Pran, Hridaya Upare Dharu, Seva Kari Sukhi Karu, Ehi Mora Sadarahe Dhyan. But Srimati Radharani's meditation is how to satisfy Krishna That's her life and soul. In fact, her whole existence is nothing but how to satisfy Krishna. She is love of Krishna concentrate. Just like you have some concentrate liquids, highly concentrated, absolute. So there's love concentrate. That is Srimati Radharani. Every movement of hers, every thought of hers, every word of hers. I mean, if there is any movement, it's simply to please Krishna. Otherwise, there is no movement. Otherwise, she's dead. In fact, when Srimati Radharani was born, she wouldn't open her eyes. She wouldn't speak a word. Kirtida and Vishwabhanu, they were very much disturbed. That after a long time we got a daughter, what kind of a daughter is this? Can't speak, can't see, can't hear. They made loud sound. She won't open her eyes, she won't speak a word. Generally children cry, she won't speak, open the mouth. But only when Narada Muni told them, have a nice big festival, and by the way, call Nanda Maharaj and whole family. And when Krishna came, this beautiful darshan is that, when Krishna came and went near the cradle and he just held, he was also small, he just peeped up and looked at Srimati Radharani and made some sound probably. Immediately, like breathing life into that body, immediately her eyes opened. That was the perfection of her eyes. She had come to this world simply for that purpose, actually. And therefore, what is the use of life if it is not such? She opened her eyes. She opened her mouth. She opened her ears. Everything. So this literally actually shows that is her only existence. And if that means giving pleasure through the body, she's ready to do that. But if that means going to hell eternally and suffer in separation, she's ready to do that also. We only see this part, the pleasurable part of giving pleasure to Krishna through conjugal loving reciprocation. But it is described how Krishna had a headache and gopis were ready to go to hell eternally, simply to give relief to Krishna's headache for one moment. I mean, these things are literally unimaginable. Therefore, Prabhupada like drew a Lakshman Rekha. Better not cross this. So, on one hand, you have absolutely pure, absolutely selfless, absolutely spiritual, loving exchange of mellows, pure mellows, simply to give pleasure to each other. And no expectation, anything for one's own benefit. And compare that, that's why Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, where is gold and where is iron? They are both metal, but there is a vast difference. Similarly, where is that pure love and where is the question of selfish, material, impure, contaminated, full of anarthas, that kind of exhibition of that same love coming through these coverings of anartha in the form of I love you. What is that love? What's in it for me? Actually, that what it means is, what's in it for me? That is why sometimes we see people just tell each other, I love you, I can't live without you. And then a month later, I can't live with you anymore. Your sight is, it is like putting in a cage of fire or whatever. Why do they separate? They can't live, that's all. Anything is okay, but except you. So, what a drastic comparison, what a drastic change. Why? Because I want what I want when I want. If you can give me, I love you. If you can't, I hate you. That's it. So we can't just even begin to imagine what is the conception of pure love of Radha and Krishna. This is the reason why Shukadev Goswami, speaking the highest Srimad Bhagavatam to the great sages, headed by Parikshit Maharaj, or Suta Goswami, speaking to 88,000 sages. 5,000 years ago, sages were much purer. He didn't even raise the name of Radharani. He didn't speak the word. The reason is, people would misunderstand. Let them first understand the basics. And then let us discuss all that. Otherwise, the same mentality will creep in. Of course, the reason, another reason, internal reason was, if he were to chant the name of Krishna, if Shukadev Goswami were to chant the name of Radha, then he would go into ecstasy and fall. He would faint. And he didn't know when he would get up. But Parikshit Maharaj had only 7 days. He was in a hurry. Shukadev Goswami was in no hurry. He was 16 years old. He didn't even speak the word Srimati Radharani. He didn't even speak her name. Indirectly, he said, Anada Radhito Nunam, Bhagavan Haririshwara. These people chant, these people who had, Shukadev Goswami would have absolutely no regard for things of this world. In fact, when he was walking naked, 16-year-old, well-formed youth, he was so renounced that the naked ladies who were taking bath, young girls, neither they were disturbed nor he was disturbed. He was not disturbed because he was absolutely above material conception, and they were not disturbed because they could make out that this, just like when a tiny 3-year-old child comes in front, you don't feel any shame or something. He doesn't understand anything. Similarly, they could see that this person is absolutely above all that. Prahlad Maharaj says, Yan maithunadi grihamedi sukham hituchham, kandu yanena karayoriva dukha dukham. His deeply realization, Prahlad Maharaj is saying, Yan maithunadi, this kind of gross material sex desire, sukham hituchham, it is so insignificant. It's like a scratch, itch. You know, sometimes you feel an itch and you scratch. So it's one part, sometimes you can't scratch, so you just, you know, put your hand. So it's skin touching against another skin just to satisfy that little itch. That's what Prahlad Maharaj compares material sex life to. Yehi samsparshada bhoga dukha yona. It's a source of misery. Such a person, why would he hear about the glories of Lakshmi Narsingha or Radha and Krishna? Or Yamunacharya, who says, I spit at a thought when these thoughts of sex life comes to me. Why would he meditate on the beautiful activities of Radha and Krishna? Were there to be any tinge? This is the whole idea, is just to get us an understanding, to get this conditioned material conception of life, if at all we want to approach the most supremely auspicious and holy, transcendental, pure, uncontaminated, loving exchanges and emotions of Radha and Krishna. How pure they are. Therefore, the very, very safe way to understand Radha Krishna Leela is through Chaitanya Leela. It's like a safety wall. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibited
he exhibited the glory of Srimati Radharani. Through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when we try to understand Radha and Krishna, it's so much easier, so much safer. One time, few years ago, on Radhashtami, I had to prepare for Radhashtami. That was the first time I had to speak on Radhashtami day. Many years ago this was. So, I had to prepare. So, I said, better to simply repeat Prabhupada's words. So, I went and took the books of Prabhupada on festival, all the festival days. There are a few lectures on Radhashtami. I picked up one cassette actually. And as I was getting ready, I said, I'll put it up. And I put it. And Prabhupada began the lecture by saying, so, Krishna is Bhagavan. Aishwarya Samagra Saviriya Sayasa Sriha Jnanavaira. And he went on about glorifying Krishna. How great is Krishna? How powerful is Krishna? How strong is Krishna? How beautiful is Krishna? How renounced is Krishna? And after some time, I liked it first, but then I said, but I have to speak on Radhashtami. So then it went on for 15, 20 minutes. Generally, Prabhupada speaks for maximum 40 minutes or something. He doesn't speak more. So then I was pressing up, I picked the cassette and I looked at, this is Radhashtami or Janmashtami? And it said actually, Radhashtami lecture delivered on so and so. Then I said, I'm sure Prabhupada did not forget it. So, then I said, let me hear. And it went on and on, 25, 30, 35 minutes, still it's going on. So Krishna is so great. Then I said, maybe the label is wrong. Somebody has stuck the label of Radhashtami lecture, but it's actually Krishna Janmashtami or something. And then, just last few sentences, Prabhupada made the point. He said, this Krishna, the supremely merciful, the supreme controller, the powerful of all, is subdued by the love of Srimati Radharani. Just think how Radharani is great. Mithai Gaur Premanandi. Finish the lecture. So, if you really want to appreciate Srimati Radharani, try to understand whom she attracts. Unche log unchi pasand. I don't know whether that fellow who wrote it whether ever realized. But through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu we can understand who are unche log and what is unchi pasand. Yeah, Krishna is the Supreme Lord. He is not interested in filthy, kind of insignificant, meager things of this world. When he seems, he likes something, he's attracted. In fact, Srimati Radharani is more merciful than Krishna. She is more powerful than Krishna. She is more beautiful than Krishna. And therefore, when Krishna comes in the mood of Srimati Radharani, better grab the opportunity. You won't get that kind of a discount anywhere else. So, it is very safe and it is much easier and much better to understand the supreme most loving affairs and the emotions and the devotion service of the relationships of the Lord through Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is why Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikritir Hladini Shakti Rasmad Ekatmana Avapi Bhuvipura Deha Bhedam Gatautau Chaitanyakhyam Prakatan Adhuna Yat Dvayam Cha Aikyamaptam Radha Bhava Dyuti Sumalitam Naumi Krishna Swarupam. Such a beautiful verse. The first 14 verses of Chaitanya Charitamrit are like the crest jewels. First 14 verses. In fact, the whole explanation is just explanation of these 14 verses. First Adi Lila, few chapters, 7 chapters, 12 chapters. So, says Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikritir. Prabhupada explains in one place, Radha Krishna means love, that's all. Ultimately, the essence of everything is love. Everyone in this world is ultimately looking for love. The nature of the soul being part of Krishna is to love and be loved. Everything else is insignificant, secondary. Everything is used as a facility for that loving exchange. That's all. So, Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikritir. The loving exchanges of Radha and Krishna, Pranaya, Pranaya means love, loving exchange, Pranaya Vikritir. Hladini Shakti Rasnad, the essence of Krishna is his Hladini Shakti. That is the pleasure potency, the internal pleasure potency. Ladini Shakti Rasmat. Therefore, of these three Shaktis, she, the Ladini Shakti, is the supreme most. That's why we say Sri Krishna. Sri means this Ladini Shakti, the beauty. So, Radha Krishna Pranay Vikriti Ladini Shakti Rasmat, Ekatmana Vapi Bhuvi. Actually, Radha and Krishna are one. They are not separate. Radha and Krishna cannot be separate. Foolishly, some people ask me, keep asking me. I remember last year, Radhashmi, one lady came to do shooting for all these festivals. And the first question she asked me, Janmashtami is so famous, why not Radhashmi? That was the first question she asked. And the second question is, why do we glorify this if they are not actually married? We are indirectly encouraging illicit sex. So, very kind of agitating, provoking question she was asking. Yet we had to explain. People say, okay, Rukmini Dwarkadish, no problem. Lakshmi Narayan, no problem. Sitaram, no problem. Maryada Purushottam. But what is this? Radha and Krishna, why do you worship? Just yesterday I was having a discussion with someone. Why this person is enjoying, and he tells us that you live where you live. Moral, okay? Sarvadharman Parityaja Mam Ekam Sharanam Raja. Wow, he enjoys and you behave yourself. Huh? Don't look at me. But it simultaneously says, if I don't behave nicely, what an example it sets. Says in the Gita. Very bewildering, if you do not understand Krishna, the way Krishna has recommended, evam parampara praptam imam rajarshayudu. If you don't understand Krishna, then what is right, you perceive to be wrong, and what is wrong, you perceive to be right. So therefore, Radha Krishna Pranay Vikritir Ladini Shakti Rasmat Ekatmana, they're actually one. Bhuvipura Deha Bhedam Gatautau. Since time immemorial, they have become two simply to loving reciprocation, for loving reciprocation. Deha Bhedam Gatautau. Chaityanya Akhyam Prakatam Adhuna. Adhuna means recently. Of course, that is also eternally. But for us, it has been manifest. Chaityanya Akhyam Prakatam Adhuna. Just now, Mahaprabhu has come. Tad Dvayam Cha Aikyam Aptam. Radha and Krishna, when they come together, they are eternally separated. When they come together, that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Radha Bhava Dyuti Suvalitam Naumi Krishna Swarupam. Radha Bhava Dyuti. When Krishna takes the Bhava, the loving sentiments, and Dyuti, the bodily effulgence, Taptakanchana Gaurangi, Radhe Vrindavaneshwari, Gaurangi, her body is like effulgent, brilliant, hot, molten gold. We have never seen that actually. But you can imagine. So, Radha Bhava Dyuti Suvalitam. He has accepted the Bhava and the Angakanti or the bodily effulgence. Suvalitam Naumi Krishna Swarupam. He is actually Krishna. In the later thing, he explains. Why did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu come? Of course, he came externally to fulfill few purposes. The first was yada yada hi dharmasya abhyutthanam adharmasya paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya tadrishkatam dharma samsthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. One reason for Mahaprabhu's appearance is he comes when time for sambhavami yuge yuge, for Kali Yuga, Harinam Sankirtan had to be given, congregational chanting of the holy name. It was time. And therefore, he had to come. The Lord had to appear. But he could have sent one of his expansions, Vishnu's, to do this job. But then, another reason was, he was feeling that love for, I came as Krishna 5,000 years ago, and I revealed the most intimate, confidential pastimes of Golok Vrindavan, the highest realm, to this material world. But people have forgotten and misunderstood it. And if we have to teach Vraja Bhakti, only I can teach it. Nobody else can do it. And therefore, anarpita charim chirat karunaya avatirna kalau samarpaitum unnata ujjularasam subhakti shriyam harihi purata sundara dyutikadamba sandipitaha sada hrdaye srutva sachinandana. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami beautifully says, why did Lord Chaitanya, one of the reasons why he came is anarpita. Anarpita, till now not given. Charim, chirat, for a long time this has not been given. One day, once in a day of Brahma, Sahasra Yuga Paryantam, Krishna comes. Karunaya, out of compassion, avatirna kalau, Mahaprabhu has come. Samarpaitum, unnata ujjula rasam, to give us unnata, the highest, ujjula rasam, the most sweetest loving exchanges. What is the ultimate perfection of all spirituality? People practice spirituality, but they don't know what is the ultimate perfection. Dharma, artha, kama, moksha. This is what people practice for. But real perfection is prema pumartho maha. Pure love in its highest expression or manifestation. So, anarpita, samarpaitum unnata ujjalasa, so bhakti shriyam, the greatest opulence of his own devotion by which even he becomes captured. He had never given this before. Harihi purata sundara dhitikadamba. Therefore, taking the mood and the effulgence of Srimati Radharani, he came. And of course, Advaitacharya had descended and he saw the fallen condition of people who were just in the name of spirituality doing all nonsense. And he said, my Lord, only you can come and deliver these people. So therefore, Mahaprabhu came. But then, more important than is, Krishna had his own agenda also. His internal reason for coming as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also very nicely revealed by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. This secret cannot be revealed by anyone. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami heard from the texts of Swarup Damodar Goswami, who is none other than Lalita Sakhi. She is the most confidential, intimate associate of Radharani. And Swarup Damodar Goswami, along with Ramanand Rai, who is none other than Vishakha Devi. We see here, Lalita and Vishakha, they're always associated with Radharani. They know exactly what is the mood. So Ramanand Rai and Lalita Devi, Swarup Damodar Goswami, they were always, in the last 12 years of Mahaprabhu's Antilila, they were always together assisting Srimati Radharani in relishing that taste for which he had come. So through that we have been revealed the internal reason for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance. Yeah? And what is the first reason? The first reason is, it is described very simple. To relish the position of Srimati Radharani, who is the prime reciprocator of transcendental love of Krishna. Krishna wanted to experience the position of Srimati Radharani's love. He wanted to know, experience the glory of love. Mahima, the glory of Radharani's love. How could he experience? As a, he is the subject and Radharani is the object. Subject means, suppose I love someone. So that person whom I love becomes the subject of my love. And I am the object. Object means my heart, which is holding that love, is the object. Vishaya. That is Vishaya, the subject. Vishaya is Krishna. And Ashraya. Love for Krishna is in the heart of Srimati Radharani. So that is called Ashraya. So the Ashraya is glorious because she loves Krishna. So Krishna wanted to experience Radharani's love. What is the glory of her love? And therefore, he wanted to take her mood, actually. From Radharani's position, he could actually experience her love. Therefore, that was the first reason. The second reason, to understand the transcendental mellow of himself. What is it about me which is making her mad in ecstasy? I can't experience it. Just like an ant is licking the sugar. The sugar can't experience how sweet am I? Sugar can't experience. Somebody has to tell you are very sweet. Huh? Sugar says, I don't know. Become an ant. And you taste. Then you will know. So, he wanted to experience, what is it about me that is so much driving Radharani mad? And therefore, he wanted to experience his sweetness. And thirdly, enjoy the bliss tasted by Srimati Radharani. What is the bliss that she experiences in this loving exchange? So, the position of Srimati Radharani, the enjoyment that she derives when she has loving affairs with Krishna, and what is it about himself that she is so much attracted to? So these are the three reasons why the Supreme Lord Krishna took the mood, the heart of Srimati Radharani and her bodily complexion. Of course, the bodily complexion was to protect. Radharani said, you better take the bodily complexion also. It's like a safety. Otherwise, you will go mad. And you will jump and fall down and break your bones. And literally it happened. It used to happen. Every joint was inches apart. And suddenly, people would chant the Mahamantra and it would get together. That's because Radharani's mercy. She had given that protection. So it's like, so she said, you can't bear it. And therefore, you take this bodily complexion. So this was the reason why actually Mahaprabhu appeared. And therefore, when we hear Mahaprabhu's emotions, what he experienced, it's a very safe way. Chaitanya Leela is Krishna Leela minus all the misconceptions. Krishna Leela minus misconception is Chaitanya Leela. Because there is no question of misconceptions. Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself with only the sentiment and the bodily effulgence, and he immediately took sannyas. When he saw that even then people were misunderstanding, when he chanted Gopi, Gopi, then immediately he took sannyas. And he followed it so strictly. And then when he exhibited only the pure emotions, people could understand, my God, what is this love that he's experiencing for Krishna? So therefore, it is the best way to understand. If you want to know someone, like today is Radhashtami, we want to know about Radharani. Really, if wanting to know someone is to know that person's heart, that person's nature, that person's characteristics. And that is exhibited by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in a very safe and in a very way that can be easily understandable by us without a chance of getting misunderstandings. Therefore, that's why Vasudev Ghosh prays very nicely. Jodi gaur na hoito, tobe ki hoito, kemone dhori tamde. Radhar mohima, premaraso sima, jagate janato ke. He says, jodi gaur na hoito. If Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had not come, tobe ki hoito, what would have happened to all of us? Kemone dharitamde, how could we have held our life? Radhar mahima, the glory of Srimati Radharani, prema rasa sima, the ultimate in prema rasa, loving exchanges, jagate janato ke. How would the world have ever known this most intimate, loving, sweet gift? How that Krishna had actually come to give. How would people have known? Because they would have been covered by all misconceptions. So, and what is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings? Actually, Bhagavad Gita ends with Sarvadharman Parityaja. Bhagavad Gita is like the ABC. Where Gita ends, Bhagavatam begins. Dharma Projita Gaita Vatra Paramo, second shloka itself. The second shloka of Bhagavatam is the last shloka of Bhagavad Gita. Literally. Almost. Dharma Projita. All Sarvadharman Parityajya. And it builds up Dasya, Sakya, then Vatsalya. And in the 10th canto, which is the smiling face of Krishna, is the the loving exchange of Radha and Krishna in the 10th canto, especially the Rasa Panchadhyaya. 5 chapters, 29 to 33. And then, where Bhagavatam ends, the highest crest jewel of Krishna's love for Srimati Radharani, for which Krishna left all other gopis and went behind that gopi. And he told the gopis, Na parayeham, I can't reciprocate. Krishna told in the Gita, Yayata mam prapadyante tam sataiva bhajamya. If you, whatever, however, if you take so much step, I will also take. If you give 100%, I'll give you 100%. Whatever you give, I'll reciprocate. But Krishna failed in this promise when it came to gopis. The gopis gave so much, he said, I can't reciprocate. In a day of Brahma, if I try to reciprocate, still I can't reciprocate. You better be satisfied with your devotional service. Even Krishna failed. Where Bhagavatam leaves off, that is the beginning of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Right at the beginning, 5th, 6th shloka is talking about Krishna's heart, about understanding Radharani's love, and therefore he's coming. 3rd shloka, 4th shloka, 5th shloka talks about these things, Radha Krishna's prem, which is the 10th canto, conclusion. So Chaitanya Charitamrita is literally like the post-graduation, doctorate. And the concluding chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita is this 20th chapter of Antalila, that is the Shikshashtakam prayers, which initially Mahaprabhu gave for people to teach people the bhakti. But ultimately, in the last days, he was actually relishing every verse of a Shikshashtakam prayers. Every verse. This is actually Mahaprabhu gave so many. He only left behind 8 verses. So the Shikshashtakam prayers are actually the heart of Srimati Radharani. That is her mood. And she has given it in such a way that one can easily. Sometimes I feel Shikshashtakam prayer is like a universal adapter. In London, we had a problem. because our computers had a three-way plug, you know, three-point plug. And in London, everything is only two-point plug. And that too, those plug points are so close with each other, only two-way and small, little closer to each other. You can plug in to access current, electricity. You have to plug in. So we were wondering what to do. And we are supposed to be traveling to so many places, what to do? And then one devotee, he purchased one very special plug point. It's called Universal Adapter. He said, Prabhuji, if you go to Spain, if you go to whichever European country you go, what about Russia? Is there Russia also? He said, any country you go and any kind of plug point you may have, some may have 4 points, and basically I know of three, only three, or two, or whatever, or distance is more, and sometimes one is big, the two are small, whatever. So whatever kind of plug you come with, or the plug point that you come with, it has such an adapter that you fix in and it enters, and then you can easily plug in. So, Shikshastakam prayer is like that. Nam nam akari bahudha. It doesn't matter whatever understanding, whatever conception, or whatever name of the Lord that you are attached to, of the Supreme. But then somehow get connected, Cheto Darpana Marjanam, to the process given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the end product is, if you stick on, Ashlishyava Padaratam Pinashtumamana Padarshanan Varmada. So Shikshashtakam prayer is like the universal adapter. The end point which touches the spiritual world is Ashlishyava, and the point that touches us, which we immediately need to take up, is Cheto Darpana Marjanam. So, Shikshashtakam prayers are actually the heart of Srimati Radharani, which has been given in a way that we can easily practice and simultaneously get connected. And if you take that, it's like an elevator. You start from Cheto Darpana Marjanam, and if you progress gradually, if we continue, it's like a mercy. Then you get connected, and the mercy of the Lord flows. Mercy of Srimati Radharani flows, and we are able to appreciate. Srimad Bhagavatam is actually non-different from Krishna. It is Srimad Bhagavatam is Krishna. Just like we have deity form. It's actually a piece of stone. But it is no more stone. It's actually Krishna. Non-different from Krishna. The Hare Krishna Mahamantra, or Krishna's name, is a sound vibration, but it is no more an ordinary sound vibration. It is Krishna. Abhinnatvat nama namina. Similarly, Srimad Bhagavatam is a book form, but it is not a book. It's actually Krishna. Just as Srimad Bhagavatam is the body of Krishna, similarly, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu is the body of Srimati Radharani. This is personification of Srimati Radharani. She is Bhakti Rasa Amrita Sindhu. She is the ocean of Bhakti Rasa. Amrita, eternal loving Rasa. And therefore, Bhakti, the potency of Bhakti actually is Radharani's mercy. It is her domain. If at all we are experiencing any happiness, any taste in our devotional service, if at all, then know it to be mercy of Srimati Radharani. She is the Hladini potency. She is the pleasure-giving potency. Without her being merciful, we have absolutely no chance of developing a taste for Krishna also. Therefore, whatever little taste we have, one must know to be Srimati Radharani's grace. It's her mercy. Bhakti Lata. And that is why it's beautifully describing what are the characteristics of bhakti. Sri Krishna Akarshani Chasa. Bhakti in its purest form attracts Krishna. Krishna cannot but be sold out. So many times in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Mahaprabhu would tell, he told Kolabecha Sridhar, he told Rupa Goswami, he told so many devotees, pure devotees of the Lord, he says, I am your sold out slave. You can sell me wherever you want. What does that mean? It says, you can sell me means I am your product. Just like, you know, I own something. So if I want to sell it, nobody can stop me. But I say, hello, hello, ye tumhara le lo. Sometimes in the market, people sell their cows. It's their property. They can sell it to anyone they want. Krishna becomes like that, captured by the devotion. So actually, Srimati Radharani is personification of bhakti. In the beginning of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, six characteristics of bhakti is explained. And one can experience this. This is the mercy of Srimati Radharani. We may wonder, what is her mercy? How to receive her mercy today? Today is concentrate, mercy concentrate. Actually, every day you can receive the mercy, but her appearance day is a day she is specially favorably disposed. Ready to give charity to anyone in any, you know. This morning, Mangalarti, a very nice thing happened by chance or whatever. But Krishna's peacock feather suddenly just slipped and fell at the feet of Radharani. It's as if Gopinath was giving a birthday gift, what is most dear to him. His symbol, I mean, Krishna means flute and peacock feather. So he was offering at the feet of Radharani. I'm sold out. Especially today, this is my birthday gift. Very interesting. This is my speculation. But it's a bona fide. Because Krishna is completely sold out to Srimati Radharani's love. So, in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, the six characteristics of devotional services, which is very unique only to bhakti. It cannot be found in any other process. Therefore, bhakti is considered so great. And Krishna says, bhaktya tu ananya shakya. Only through bhakti can we actually know Krishna. Otherwise, we can't understand. And that bhakti is actually the mercy of Srimati Radharani. How do we know what it is? The first characteristic is klesha agni. Klesha means suffering. All of us are suffering. So many misery we are suffering. But when we get bhakti, even a drop or a drop of a drop, then all the contamination within the heart, all the sufferings of the heart goes away. Tavakathamritam tapta jivanam. We are burned. We are burnt by lust in the heart, right? Sometimes when you're really angry, you feel hot. You know, chest goes hot, eyes become hot, body becomes hot, BP goes up. Which is a fact that actually it's burning. People really become hot-headed, we say, hot. So, it's actually we are burnt by lust, anger, greed, envy, pride, illusion. We are fried regularly. But when we take up the process of bhakti yoga, klesha agni, there are three kinds of sin. One is sinful reaction, another one is sinful activities, and another one is sinful inclination. So sinful reaction means I have got in this body, somehow I am taken this body. I got this body because of my past sinful reaction. Whatever body I got, thin body, less brain body, whatever. Now I can't change. I can't do head transplant. So whatever I have got, it is called, I have got prarabdha. And aprarabdha means in next life what I'm going to get. But by taking up bhakti, whatever kind of body, swadopi sadhya savanaya kalpate, even if you are born in a mlecha dog eater body, but you can become so pure that even demigods want to take the dust from your feet. So pure it becomes, kleshagni. All the contamination is purified. Sinful inclinations go, sinful activities go away. By just chanting holy name, we find meat eating, intoxication, illicit gambling, which is so difficult to give up for people. But easily we are able to give up. And even the inclination to sin goes away. Kechit kevalaya bhaktya vasudeva parayana agham dhunmanti katsnena. Completely from the root it is pulled out and thrown. Even the desire to sin. After some time you start thinking, my God, what kind of consciousness I have? What kind of thoughts I am getting? Disgusting. This is the, and this is just beginning of bhakti. We are just on the staircase, approaching the staircase. Already we feel this. Just see, this is the mercy of Srimati Radharani. Kleshagni. And Shubhada, the second special characteristic of bhakti is Shubhada. It's all auspicious. What is Shubhada? Welfare activity for people at large and welfare for yourself. Our life becomes auspicious. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also says in Shikshashtakam prayers, the first installment of chanting the holy name, congregational chanting of the holy name, Krishna has put all his energy in this holy name. He says, Cheto darpana marjanam, cleansing of all contamination, bhava maha davagni nirvapanam. This is the first installment of chanting the holy name, which is the beginning of hearing and chanting, means the beginning of bhakti. Just imagine, beginning, first installment of the mercy of Radharani is all gradually the sinful propensities go away and the burning suffering of this material world is reduced. Such a person feels no problem. Jo bhi hoga, it's Krishna's mercy. Bhava maha davagni nirvapanam. Suffering of this material world is reduced to a great extent. Then Shubhada. Shubhada means auspicious. Our life becomes auspicious. How auspicious? Because we are connected with all auspicious. Krishna. Pavitram. Paramam pavitram. Simply by coming, everything becomes pure and auspicious. This is the highest welfare activity that we can actually do to society. What is the welfare activity? Giving benefit to someone. Somebody should be benefited. Then it's called welfare activity. And the more number of people you benefit, the higher the welfare activity. And the longer time people are benefited, just like you say, if you give a man some food, you've given him solution for the day. But if you teach him an occupation, then you give him a lifetime of how to solve his hunger problem. So the welfare activity means doing good to others for as many people for as long time as possible. But bhakti is the highest welfare activity for the largest number of people for the longest period of time. Why? It is the highest welfare activity. It gives you process how to go back home, back to Godhead. Na rahega bans, na bajegi bansuri. No suffering in the material world. You go back to the spiritual. Yad gatva anivartante tad dhama paramam mama. Bhakti is a process which is teaching you the highest benefit, highest goal. Go back home, back to Godhead. And the largest number of people. How? Yatha taror mula nishechanena tripyanti taskanda bhujopashakha. By watering the root of the tree, every part of the tree is nourished. By satisfying Krishna, yasmin tushte jagat tushtam. If you satisfy Krishna, the whole material creation will be satisfied. How? We can't understand. It's beyond our limited understanding. How it happens? The highest welfare activity we can do is patram pushpam palam toyam. Even if one leaf is offered with love and devotion to Krishna, just Draupadi offered that little one little leaf which was sticking in that corner of that pot, and when Krishna took that, Durvas Muni with his 10,000, 20,000 whatever disciples were burping with satisfaction, belching with satisfaction. What she did, if she had to feed all of them, what a welfare activity, food for life program. But this is just one little leaf and she offered. And what a benefit. So, highest benefit to the largest number of people. The whole material creation you can purify simply by becoming pure, serving Krishna. And for the longest period of time. Why? Because you eternally go back home, back to Godhead. No more coming back. Therefore, this is the most auspicious. And this is the mercy of Srimati Radharani. And Kleshagni Shubhada, Moksha Laghuta Krit. Moksha, liberation, for which people are aspiring, performing tapasya, puja, so many things. Just liberate me from this suffering of this material world. But for a devotee of the Lord, Mukti Mukulitanjali Sevate Sman. Mukti Devi with folded palms is telling, can I serve you? Can I serve you? And devotee says, shh, I am busy. Just like that Pundalik told Krishna, you just wait 1 minute. I'm serving. Even Kapil Dev says to his mother Devahuti, he says, Salokya Sashti Samipya Sarupya Aikatvamapyuta Diyamanam Nagrinanti Vinamat Sevanam Jana. There are five kinds of liberation. Salokya, Sashti, Samipya, Sarupya and Sayujya. Of course, Sayujya, merging into the Lord, we don't want. But the other four liberation, if a devotee is offered, excuse me, here is a liberation. But after that liberation, is there Seva? No, no Seva. Just relax. Sorry, you relax. I don't want because in Seva, Rasa, there is loving exchange. There is taste. The higher taste, Paramdrishtva, is in the service. That's what Radharani, in the mood of Srimati Radharani, Krishna is speaking this verse. That my service, she says, yeah, service to my lover is the home of happiness and is more sweet than direct union with him. More sweeter than direct union with him is service to him. If service is not there, then it's a, what are the use? The goddess of fortune is evidence of this. Lakshmi Devi is evidence of this. Why? Because for although she constantly lives on the heart of Narayan, she wants to render service to his lotus feet. She therefore considers herself a maid servant and serves him constantly. Loknath Maharaj one time was speaking, he gave class right here. He told a very nice point. Lakshmi ji resides on the chest of the Lord. But the gopis reside in the heart of the Lord. They have got entrance. She resides only on, you know, circumambulating outside. All respects to Lakshmi ji, we are nowhere. But objectively seeing, Lakshmi ji resides on the chest of the Lord. But she is chanchala. She is, of course, she is stable there. But still she is disturbed. She wants to serve the lotus feet of the Lord. And for that she has to become the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant. Therefore she is performing tapasya in Bilvavan, to get entrance into Krishna's Rasa Leela. So, that is a proof that service. Therefore a devotee of the Lord who has experienced the taste of Seva, for such a person, if you offer anything of this world, like Kolavecha Sridhar, he was offered, you want to go to Golok Vrindavan? He said, no. that you keep coming, harassing me every day for a few hours. This harassment is loving, very, very pleasing to me. Can you imagine if somebody were to ask us? Of course, we will say we'll stay here only because we are so much like worm in stool, you know. You take it out and say, no, I want to go back. That's our unfortunate situation. But Kolaveja Sridhar, he was offered anything of this world and even beyond. But he said, no, my Lord, you keep coming and harassing me every day. Because he was relishing the taste of service to Krishna. That's what Srimati Radharani is saying through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, moksha lagutakrat and sudurlabha. Sudurlabha. It is very difficult to get. Why? Because Krishna doesn't give easily. When I was very young, I was in, I think, third standard or fourth standard, we had a Kannada poem, which we used to sing. But I never knew. When I would sing this, everyone in my home would smile and, very nice, very nice. Therefore, I would sing. I didn't know what it was. But when I came to 11th standard, then I suddenly realized what that poem means. The essence of that poem is there is a child who is constantly crying, crying, crying. And everyone in the family wants to come and, you know, give something. No, she just throws and starts crying. And then the mother says, give some sweets. No. And then the mother gives some toys. No. Ultimately, mother picks up and just kisses the child. And the child is silent. The whole drama was, pick me up. That's all. So, Krishna pacifies us. We are crying out, I want happiness. I want happiness. Here, take a lottery ticket. Hari bol. Thank you, Krishna. I will see you probably after 84 lakh million lives, you know, sometime, another time I'll come. Thank you very much for now. Headache off. Then you say somebody else, okay, give mukshi, bas. Thank you. Ah, no more, bas. I want to merge into something and sleep permanently for all eternity. All right, don't trouble me, just keep sleeping, you know. So there are so many things, dharma, artha, kama, Krishna will give. But if a devotee says, no, na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim kavitam, then what do you want? Mama janmani janmani shore bhavatad bhakti rahidu. Achha, theek hai, aja andar. But before that, she will test, Maya will test, Krishna will test us. Achha, sahi mein? Take this, let me see. Thank you. Anyway, I'll continue my bhakti, don't worry. Huh? But that's like the mixed devotees. But a person who says, nothing doing, like the child, restless, throw anything you say, give the best thing and throw it away. Then the mother says, nothing happens, and she picks up and just embraces the child immediately. Kirichi parichi aluvudella arthavayitu. Achha, this is why you are crying. I thought you wanted this. Now I understand. You wanted me. So, sudurlabha. Actually, it is very difficult. Krishna doesn't give easily. Muktanam api siddhanam narayana parayana sudurlabha prashantatma kotishupi mahamune. Millions of people asking for liberation. He's ready to give that. He will not give devotion because once he gives that devotional service, he becomes a sold out slave of that person. Because devotional service is all attractive. Krishna is also attracted by that. So, sudurlabha. And sandhrananda visheshatma. Devotional service is sandhra. Sandhra means high density. Just like lead. Lead is high density, right? That's why if you have X-ray, you wear lead coats. Because the density of lead is so much, even bulletproof jackets are made of lead. Nothing can pierce. What to speak of bullets? X-ray also cannot pierce. X-ray generally goes through our body also. X-ray goes through so many other, but it doesn't go through lead because lead is high density. So, bhakti is Sandhananda Visheshatma. It is concentrated bliss. And the super personification of that is Srimati Radharani. Every molecule of our body is simply service to Krishna. Sandhananda Visheshatma. It's happiness of the highest degree. So thick, so concentrated, no other happiness can pierce through it and try to soak inside. It's like if you have a sponge, you put it inside, it will just suck. It will suck whatever medium you put into, the sponge will suck. But if you put a lead ball in anything, nothing will affect. That is why glorification of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it is said, Vishvam Purna Sukhayate Vidhimahendra Adishcha Kitayate Yat Karunya Kataksha Vaibhavavatam Tam Gauramevas. One who has received the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, mercy of Krishna through Srimati Radharani. For such a person, Vishvam Purna Sukhayate. Put him in any condition of life, in any situation, he is blissful. Nothing can affect him. Because he is experiencing bliss inside. And it is so concentrate that nothing else can even touch it. What to speak of going in? It can't touch him. And this is to speak of a devotee. What to speak of Srimati Radharani? So, Sandhananda. And finally, Sri Krishna Akarshani Chasa. Whoever has bhakti, he can attract Krishna. Now, Krishna is Madan Mohan. Madan is Cupid. Big rishis performing tapasya are like that captivated if Cupid comes in front of them through his wonderful arrows made of soft flowers. There are 5 arrows. Generally, nobody survives the first 2. But Krishna is Kandarpa Koti Kamaniyal Vishesha Sobham. His Shobha, his beauty is millions of Cupid put together. He is the original Cupid. That is why it is said, if at all you have any attachment to the things of the world, please don't go to Keshi Ghat. And by chance, if you happen to stumble there, don't look at the Tribhanga form of Krishna there. Because if you see that, Hari Bol, to your material life, you will lose taste because you develop a higher taste. But that Kandarpa Koti Kamaniya Vishesha Shobham Krishna, Madan Mohan, is attracted helplessly by the love of Srimati Radharani. Therefore, she is called Madan Mohan Mohini. The attractor of the attractor of Cupid. How is it that we are not attracted? That is why Mahaprabhu says, that same Krishna is available in his name and we are chanting the holy name. But, Durdaivam Idrisham Iha Janina Anuraga. What a misfortune that same Lord, Namna Makari Bahudha Nijasarva Shakti, the whole Krishna in essence is available in his beautiful sound, Krishna, and we are chanting, still we have no taste. It's a austerity for us. Durdaivam idrisham iha janina anuraga. I would like to read few sentences of Prabhupada in purport to this particular, which is very relevant for today. In Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, I strongly recommend, on Radhashtami, if you don't have Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, please go down to the stall and purchase Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. This is Radharani's personified. Every letter of this, specially given by Prabhupada, is all the more tastier. Who is tasting Radharani's love every moment for Krishna? His words, it's actually every page, every word is telling us what's actually Srimati Radharani. Then we can appreciate. So in that, it says, I always mess up with my notes sometimes. Yeah. Yes. Just listen to this. Sri Krishna akarshanichasa. Bhakti is attracting Krishna. Krishna attracts everyone, but devotional service attracts Krishna. And then Prabhupada writes, the symbol of devotional service in the highest degree is Srimati Radharani. The symbol of devotional service in the highest degree is Srimati Radharani. Krishna mora jivana, Krishna mora pranadhana, Krishna mora pranira paran, hridaya upare dharu seva kare sukhi karu, ei mora sadarahe dhyan. This is her only meditation. This is her life and soul. This is her everything. To perform, this is Prabhupada's quotation, to perform devotional service means to follow in the footsteps of Radharani. To perform devotional service means to follow in the footsteps of Srimati Radharani. And devotees in Vrindavan put themselves under the care of Radharani in order to achieve perfection. If you really want to achieve perfection, put yourself under the care of Srimati Radharani. In other words, devotional service is not an activity of this material world. It is directly under the control of Radharani. I ask a question. Let me see who answers this question. I hope everyone is awake. In Bhagavad Gita, Radharani's name is there. Where? In Bhagavad Gita, Radharani's name is there. Where? Jaya. So brahmacharis who have extracted the essence of Gita are telling. Actually, in Bhagavad Gita, some people ask, is Radharani's name mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita? Yes. In the 9th chapter, 14th verse, for the 13th verse, for those of you who are interested, write down the reference and go and refer to Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita as it is, 9th chapter, 13th verse, and its purport. Krishna says there, Mahatmanastu mam partha daivim prakritim ashritaha bhajanti ananya manaso gyatva bhutadim avyayam. Who is a Mahatma? Mahatmanastu mam partha. Mam daivim prakritim ashritaha. Daivi prakriti ashritaha. They take complete shelter of daivi prakriti, the internal potency of the Lord. The Haladini Shakti. That's why they are Mahatmas. Now, what is the beginning of taking shelter? That means you have to surrender to Krishna. The moment you surrender to Krishna, then you are outside of Maya's potency. Krishna says in the Gita that Daivihi Esha Gunamai Mama Maya Duratyaya. It's very difficult to cross over Maya's influence. Mam eva ye prapadyante maya metam tarantite. But one who takes shelter of me, Krishna, from today onward, I am yours. The moment if we say this, and we try to live up to the extent we surrender, to that extent the maya's influence is gone. And because the jiva is a tatastha shakti, he has to be under the influence of one energy or the other. The moment you surrender to Krishna, you are freed from maya energy. Automatically you come under Daivi Prakriti, the internal energy. And that is directly under the supervision of Srimati Radharani. So, Daivim Prakriti Mashritaha. Why? Why are they under Daivi Prakriti? Bhajanti Ananya Manasaha. Anya means their concentration never moves a moment, even a drop, even a bit, a micron away from Krishna. It doesn't move. Ananya, their existence, the purpose of life, their all in all, is what will please Krishna. For the pleasure and satisfaction of Krishna, following the instructions of Krishna or his representatives. This is their life and soul, and therefore they are Mahatmas. And the moment they come under that, that's what he is saying here. That means serving under Radharani means performing devotional service. It is directly under the control of Krishna. And in fact, when it says Ananya, Prabhupada writes, they are not even attracted to any other form of the Lord. To that extent, just imagine the gopis, their love for Krishna. When during the Rasalila, Krishna just left, they were desperately looking for Krishna. The Supreme Lord Narayan, whom people worship, he appeared with four hands. But having Param Drishtvani Vartate, the gopis had tasted Krishna's love. They saw Narayan, they bowed down to him, offered their obeisances and said, excuse me, have you seen Krishna going somewhere here and there? Other people, when they see, they just behold and tremble and they are speechless. But gopis saying, excuse me, you saw Krishna? No? Okay, Hari Bol. That's the power of Krishna. So, bhajanti ananya manasaha. Why? Gyatva bhutadi mavyayam. They know Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda. Advaitam, Achyutam, Anadim, Anantarupam, Adhyam Purana Purusham, Navayauvanamcha. They know this fact that ultimately all the other incarnations are also coming from Krishna. And how we are attracted to Krishna. So what else is there? Gyatva bhutadi mavyayam. In this way, so many beautiful descriptions are there. And how bhakti captures the Lord. Not only Radharani, but by her mercy, if we perform devotional service, even devotees of the Lord who have completely taken shelter of her mercy of bhakti have been able to capture. In the Srimad Bhagavatam 7th canto, Narad Muni is describing to Maharaj Yudhishthir about the glory of Prahlad Maharaj. And Yudhishthir Maharaj is humbled. When a pure devotee of the Lord hears about the glory of other devotee, he feels himself insignificant and completely, you know, worthless. He says, I am nothing. So Yudhishthir Maharaj was saying, oh, please tell me more about the glory of Prahlad Maharaj. He is such an exalted person, in a mood that I am an insignificant fallen person. Narada Muni could appreciate and understand the feeling of Yudhishthir Maharaj. And he tells him a very important verse. He says, Yuyam riloke batabhuri bhaga lokam punana munayo bhiyanti yesham grihana vasati ti sakshat gudham parabrahma manushya lingam. He says, oh Yudhishthir Maharaj, just hearing about Prahlad Maharaj, you are lamenting. But let me tell you my opinion. He says, Yuyam, all you Pandavas, Nriloke, in this whole planet, Bata Bhuri Bhaga, you are the most fortunate souls. Most fortunate. Why? Lokam Punana Munayo Abhiyanti. Lokam Punana. Just see, every day, big, great personalities, sadhus, great devatas, Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and all the pure devotees of the Lord keep coming to your palace every day. These people, wherever they go, they purify the whole world. But these great souls who purify the whole world come to your palace every day. Why? Lokam Punana. I myself, of course, Narada Muni is telling, I myself have come to you. Why have I come? Because Yesham Grihan Avasatiti Sakshad. Because in this household, O Yudhishthir, is situated or is residing Gudham Param Brahma Manushya Lingam. That Param Brahma, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the original source of everything, is residing in your own house. Sometimes he acts as your friend, sometimes as your messenger, sometimes as your advisor, sometimes as your minister. You have captured him. People are running and trying to catch him, but they are not. Just like, who is that fellow who was running after? Muchukunan. Kalyavan. Kalyavan was running. Materially, it's impossible to catch Krishna. He was running full speed and Krishna was just walking. But somehow, two finger too short. He just couldn't touch. It's impossible. Brahma Samhita says, with your intelligence, with your all munipungavanam, they are not able to catch Krishna. But that Krishna is captured and living in your own household. You're talking with him, you're speaking with him, you're sleeping with him, you're dining with him. How fortunate you are. Why? Because you are unalloyed devotees of the Lord. And by your devotion, by your mood to please and satisfy Krishna, that's your life and soul. And therefore, Krishna is captured by you and is residing in your own household. Even Arjuna prays in the Bhagavad Gita. When Krishna sees the universal form, Krishna shows him. What does Arjuna say?
Sakheti matva prasavam yaduktam. He Krishna, he Yadava, he Sakheti. Ajanata mahimanam tavedam. Maya pramadat pranaye navapi.
Such a beautiful verse. He's seeing the universal form of the Lord. First time understanding the actual glory of Krishna, full-fledged. Of course, it's a godless display of opulence, Prabhupada writes. Once you know the sweetness, these things don't... Just like if you love some, if your father is an inspector, and you love your father, and one day he comes with his dress and shooting guns and all that. He says, excuse me, Papa, you keep all those guns aside. Come, let us play. You know, you become a horse, I want to climb on you. I don't like this gun shooting and all that. You do outside. So Krishna showed his universal form. Everyone is just like that, going surprised. And Arjuna said, Krishna is okay, show me the 200 form. You know, I love it. Let's discuss some sweet things. He's not impressed. But here he's saying, during that display, he's saying, Sakheti matva. I thought of you as a friend. Prasabham means rashly, funnily. Yaduktam, I was speaking, He Krishna, He Yadava, He Sakha, rather than saying, O Jagadishwara, O cause of all causes. I was telling, Hey Krishna, Sakha, Hey Yadav, Hey Madhav. Hey Krishna, Hey Yadav. Ajanata mahimanam tavedam. I didn't know, you're so great. Did he not know? He knew it. But he says, Maya pramadat pranayena vapi. Pramadat. By madness, Arjuna is humbly saying, I was mad to consider you my friend. Or pranayena. Krishna, I love you too much. Irrespective of who you are, I love you for what you are. Therefore, I don't care, you know, whether everyone is entering your mouth or whatever. Forget about that. I don't want to see that. Just show me your loving form. We just want to have loving reciprocation. Pranayena. So this madness is different. A different kinds of madness. Nunam pramattah kurute vikarma. We are mad after sense gratification, therefore we forget Krishna. But sometimes Radharani experiences madness. More reference, you read this section. All kinds of emotions. Like Mahaprabhu says here, Mahaprabhu was like deep and grave, like millions of oceans. But his emotions were so deep that there was chaos even in the deep ocean. In the ocean, even if there is some, you know, if there's some small puddle, you shake it a little and the whole puddle is disturbed. But in the ocean, you can't disturb the ocean. Only the external, some waves are there. But deep inside, it is still and grave. But Mahaprabhu's heart was deep like millions of oceans. Nobody can even ever understand the depth and the width of his consciousness. But his emotions for Krishna in the mood of Srimati Radharani was so strong that from the utmost depth, it would just shake up everything. and he would go mad. In Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu, the madness of Radharani and the madness of Krishna is described very nicely. One time, Radharani looked at Krishna. She became so maddened by his sight that she started churning the butter pot. There was no butter in it, just the pot, and she was just... And Krishna was looking at Radharani and so maddened, and he started milking, but he didn't realize he was milking a bull. This is their madness. So, ajanata, maya pramadat pranayena vapi. So, this is their loving exchanges. Anyway, time for offerings and other things. So, in conclusion, I should have discussed the Shikshastakam prayers for kindly go and... Shikshastakam prayers... It's very interesting. The first prayer of Shikshastakam contains practically everything. Cheto darpanam arjanam bhava mahadavagni ditamapanam. That is Kleshagni. Then Shubhada, Shreya, Kairava, Chandrika, Vitaranam, Vidyavadhu, Jeevanam. And then Sandranam, Anandambudhi, Vardhanam, Pratipadam, Purna, Amrita, Aswadanam. And liberation, everything becomes insignificant. Sarvatma, Snapanam. You completely drowned in Bhaktir Samrita Sindhu. Param Vijayate Sri Krishna. All that is available by the congregational chanting of the holy name. Mahaprabhu is so merciful that in the Yuga Dharma of Harinam Sankirtan, this time, specifically this Kali Yuga, he has added pure loving emotion for Krishna also inside. That is Mahaprabhu. That's why it is said, Namo Mahavadanyaya. And therefore, in the Shikshashtakam prayer, he says, Namna Makari Bahudha Nija Sarva Shakti. That same mercy of Srimati Radharani is available in the holy name of the Lord. Beginning with hearing and chanting the holy name. Nija Sarva Shakti. All the power of the Lord, all the mercy of the Lord, all the potency of the Lord is manifested in the holy name. Tatrarpita Nyamita Smaranayana. And there is no regulation. You can chant anywhere, anytime, any place, any extent. Just see, first of all, it's available anywhere, easily accessible. Number two, no rules and regulations. Whether you've taken bath or not, whether you're pure or impure, whether any situation of life you have passed through. Smaranena kala, etadrishi tava kripa. You have given so much mercy. But, durdaivam idrisham iha jani na anuraga. But how unfortunate is my condition that you have made this mercy so much accessible, so easily available, and we have no taste for it. So today we can at least beg for taste for the holy name. Actually, Radharani's mercy through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the holy name, Sankirtan, congregational chanting of the holy name, and also chanting the holy name of the Lord, hearing and chanting for our own purification. That's her mercy. But we have no taste. So we have to ask her for that also. Just like somebody is distributing milk. Bhaiya, ek bartan bhi de dena. Abhi doodh de raha hai, toh bartan bhi de dena. Arre, ek toh doodh de raha hai, uske upar bartan bhi maang raha. So, Krishna has given the holy name. Now, he's like, taste for the holy name also you give. In my heart, make it a suitable container that I may receive taste for the holy name. I have no taste. I am awake to sense gratification. Ya nisha sarva bhutana. Everyone is sleeping and I am awake to sense gratification. Whole night show. But then, the whole day when I just take up the holy name or chant the beadwork, then I go to sleep. Why there is no taste? So, why there is no taste and how to develop taste? That's described in the next verse. Trinadapi suni chena taruriva sahishuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. Kirtaniya sada. Actually, we have to chant holy name of the Lord. Every moment. Why? Because we are dependent on the mercy of the Lord every moment. But what is obstructing us? The main thing that has brought us here and that is making us suffer, continuing to chain us in this material existence is the false ego. And therefore, the only thing we have to give up is a false ego. Because of false ego, we take shelter of so many things except the real shelter, that is the holy name. And therefore it says, Trinadapi Sunichena. Becoming humbler than a great blade of grass. In fact, Krishna tells in the Bhagavad Gita, 13th chapter, he says, the beginning of knowledge is Amanitvam. So, humility, Trinadapi Sunichena. Taroriva Sahishnuna. Tolerate, be tolerant like a tree. Amanina, never expect any respect. Manadena, respect every living entity. Then you will not have a problem. The main problem is we are not humble. And therefore when we sit for chanting, so many people's insults, so many people's revenges come in our mind and disturbs our whole chanting. Trinadapi Sunichena, if a person is already fallen on the ground, where will he fall? If he's gone up, there is a chance of slipping and falling. He's literally lying on the ground. Where will he fall? So, Taruriva Sahishuna. Sometimes you are not able to tolerate the desires from within or the challenges from outside. We learn to tolerate. Amanina. As long as we expect some respect, inevitably, it will not be fulfilled because the nature of the world is, it's not under our control. And therefore, we will be disturbed. And manadena. If you don't respect people, every living entity, because they're all part and parcel of Krishna, we're going to land up in trouble, invariably. Then we can't chant the holy name of the Lord. In fact, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, this is our Siddha Pranali mantra. This is going to give us our Siddha Deha. This is the mantra. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami said, take the holy name, put it around your thread and put this locket. This locket in the holy name is this Trinadapi verse. And then he says, Nadhanam, Najanam, Nasundarim, Kavitam, Vajagadisha Kamai, Mama Janmani, Janmani, Ishware, Bhavatad, Bhakti Rahitaki. That's all. We don't have, therefore, it's very difficult to tell us. We tell others or tell that we don't want this. I don't think it takes Nostradamus to guess for you what is written in this text. You're all astrologers. But I'm a little blind today. I can't see what you mean. So much tensed up sitting on Vyasasan. I can't read except my own handwriting. Anyway, so please read the last chapter of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's very interesting. Very beautifully delight. And I would like to conclude, even though I can't read, I know the underlying message. I have to conclude because Govind Prabhu is giving his glances, loving glances, pranaya. So, in Upadeshamrita, see, Mukundamala Stotra, Maharaj Kulashekara says, Majjanmana phalamidam madhukaita bare mat prarthaniya madanugrahaye shayeva tvad bhritya bhritya paricharaka bhritya bhritya bhrityasya bhritya itimam smaralokanatha. This beautiful prayer, King Kulashekara is praying. He says, Majjanmana phalamidam. Krishna, I would consider that my life is fruitful. Majjanmana phalamidam. If I get this benefit. Mat prarthaniya. I ask for only one thing. Mat prarthaniya. Mad anugraha. I will consider myself supremely benedicted. If. What is that? Tvad bhritya bhritya paricharaka bhritya bhritya bhrityasya bhritya itimam smaralokanatha. This is not some embellishment and, you know, just to fill the whole four lines. He put bhritya, bhritya, bhritya and, you know, made it seven times. No. He's actually saying, I want to be the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant. It's not simply embellishment, grammatical embellishment, or he wanted to fill up the gap. But he's saying in this mood, and it's explained very nicely by Sasur Maharaj in that purport. He says, this is the mood. That Krishna is served. Best way to please Krishna is Srimati Radharani knows. And Radharani is best understood and assisted by the Sakhis. And the Sakhis are best understood and helped by Manjaris, headed by Rupa Manjari. And therefore, what is that? Sri Radhika, Sri Vigraha, now. Nikunja Yuno Ratikeli Siddhya Yalibir Yuktirapikshaniya Tatra Atidakshal Ativallabhasya Vande Guru Sri Charanarvindam. And in that parampara of unbroken chain of disciplic succession, the Guru is serving. And we become servants. Why Kulashekar is saying, I want to be the servant of the servant? For two reasons. Number one, devotees know Krishna is more pleased when we serve his devotees. He tells in Adi Puran, I am pleased when someone says I am devotee of Krishna. Theek hai. But someone says I am the devotee of Krishna. That is more pleasing to Krishna. Knowing within the heart of the Lord reside the devotees. So by pleasing the devotees, you please the Lord in his heart. This is the reason why Kulashekar is saying, I want to be the servant of the servant of the servant. And secondly, a devotee feels himself so humble. How dare I go in front of the Lord and say, excuse me, these people can't understand. Let me serve you. What do you want? How do we know? We just don't even know who Krishna is. Forget about that. Sometimes you go in front of some big man. I find this sometimes, you know, some big Maharaj comes and devotees go and, excuse me, Maharaj. And then Maharaj looks and you look at Maharaj and then what? Then you go back. But if you have someone who knows him well and who knows you well, and he says, excuse me, Maharaj, this is so and so, so and so, so and so. Such a nice, oh, very nice. Perfection of life. This is not a dalali. Sometimes people feel, are dalal kya jarurat hai? Maya aur Bhagwan, bas. Wah. Do you think Krishna is your servant waiting? My dear devotee, come. Put your 15 paisa and have a halo around your head. What have you done, you know? Lakshmi sahasra satasambrama seva. He's served by millions of gopis and lakshmis. He doesn't require your little donation and think you're a big thing. He doesn't care. You're fully contaminated. Can't even go in front of the Lord with this particular consciousness. But if you approach a devotee of the Lord and he recommends, and he recommends, and he recommends, ultimately Radharani says, it has come from there, you know, better accept him. And that's what she is doing. That's what she is doing. She's always offering to Krishna. Krishna mora jivana, Krishna mora pranadhana, Krishna mora pranera pran. She simply wants to please him. And therefore, more devotees she is offering. So this is the parampara system. And on this most auspicious day, when her mercy is specially flowing, we can ask for this position. Of that's Mahaprabhu also said, Gopi Bhartur Padakamalayor Das Das Anudas. That's why Ainanda Tanuja Kinkaram Patitam Mam Vishame Bhavam Budhav Kripayata Vapada Pankaja Sthita Dhuli Sadrisham Vishintaya. And then one day, hopefully, by doing all this, then you know Yugaitam Nimeshena and Ashli Shiva. That is a very high thing. But by her mercy, we have come so far, we may even go further ahead. So we can pray that we can develop a taste for the holy name. We can understand her mercy in the form of nectar of devotion, bhakti rasa amrita sindhu. We can understand the shikshastakam prayers. We can understand the power of the holy name, develop some taste for the holy name, and simultaneously serve him in a way that is actually pleasing to him, that is satisfying to him, under his instruction and the instruction of his servant of his servants. Then that will be the perfection of life. Jai Shri Shri Radha Gopinath ki. Jai. Shri Radhashtami Mahotsav ki. Jai. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki. Jai. Srila Prabhupada ki. Jai. Anant Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki. Jai. Nitai Gaura Premanande Hari Hari Bo. Thank you.
Jai Radhe, Jai Sri Radhe. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Sri Radhe. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Sri Radhe. Jaya Radhe Shyam, Jaya Radhe Shyam, Radhe Shyam, Jaya Sri Radhe. Radhe Shyam, Jaya Radhe Shyam, Radhe Shyam, Jaya Sri Radhe Shyam, Jaya Radhe Shyam, Radhe Shyam, Jaya Sri Radhe Shyam.